Some Robson Valley residents won't take no for an answer. They want Vail Mount Council to reconsider a decision not to install a rainbow crosswalk, and they've taken to the streets to draw their own pride crossing and to get signatures for support. And our Will Findell has been following this story, and he joins me in our Prince George studio. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Robert.
Now, take us back to last week. What happened?
And the story starts inside Vail Mount Council chambers, a proposal before mayor and council for a rainbow crosswalk. It would be painted on the cobblestone on Fifth Avenue. Those four say it's a way to show support for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or LGBTQ community. Bertha Brooks was at that meeting. She read a letter penned by her son.
My son grew up in our community. He was raised by the community, and he is gay. He was married last year. He has a hard time coming home because still he's not 100% positive that he is accepted in our community. He should know because he's welcomed here, and it's true. Community hasn't been discriminatory at all, but I just believe with a crosswalk that shows that we are a loving and accepting community, I think it would be a lot easier. And I believe for the youth growing up in our community today that are afraid to come out, that might be easier for them as well.
Now, as we heard on the news, council decided against it. What was the reaction by residents, Will?
Well, there were people who were pleased, but there were also many who were clearly not. One of them, Kimberly Duncan, she organized her friends when she heard about the decision.
We heard the news on the CBC radio in the morning, and a friend of mine were talking about it. And Belmont's a really small community, and we're known for being so accepting and so kind. And it was just a really big surprise. We decided to paint a rainbow crosswalk anyway. Figured sidewalk chalk is washable. It's not going to damage anything. It's not going to vandalize anything. We hoped that it would, show support to the community. It's all about love and acceptance, I guess.
So more than 50 people would show up to help draw the crosswalk.
No kidding. So what was the reaction by the village to that?
Now, when the story initially broke, I tried to reach officials but couldn't. On the weekend, I finally heard from the chief administrative officer, Mark McNeil, and Mayor Jeanette Townsend. I spoke to Townsend to ask for her reaction.
Preparing a petition and asking people to sign it is their prerogative and their right, I guess. However, they defaced public property, and it has caused a great deal of division in town. Residents were very unhappy that it was a rebellious act and that public property was defaced. Mm.
So it seemed as if it was an unwelcome move.
Right. Okay. So let's get back to it. Why then did council choose not to install a crosswalk?
Well, the primary reason and the one listed in the CAO's report was the cost. Those for the crosswalk say they were willing to raise the money to paint it. Even so, the village estimated maintenance to be up to $10,000 a year. Liability and safety were also part of it. Here again is Vail Mount Mayor Jeanette Townsend.
A traffic policeman from another city said, and I don't know if this is an actual case, the example that he gave to me was this. I'm a tourist in your town, and this is the busiest crosswalk in your town, and it is painted and it's cobblestone, and I'm driving and I'm looking at it, and I hit somebody by mistake, accident. But it's the municipality's fault because I was distracted by the colors of that crosswalk.
And Robert, there was also a third reason. Here again is Mayor Townsend with the Village of Vail Mount.
This could set a precedent. If someone comes forward that is not really acceptable for their principles, and I can't think of anybody at this point, but we never know. And we would not be able to turn them down because it would be discriminatory.
Okay, so is there anything to those arguments, Will?
Yeah, it's a question I asked Josh Patterson. He is a lawyer, and he's also the executive director of the BC Civil Liberties Association. Here's his response.
I'm not sure that it sets a precedent that some other group in the future comes and asks town council to do something that their hands are tied. That's certainly not the case in law. It's obviously something that the town can take into account, but I'm not sure that that's something that one need to worry too terribly about. Clearly, a lot of other municipalities have gone in this direction. Still going to be open to them to not repaint every street in whatever color that one group or another asks them to do. That seems to kind of really be expanding the issue beyond what is being requested.
And I should note, Robert, that Patterson says these decisions are up to council to make and they're empowered to. When it comes to the liability and safety aspects, Patterson pointed us to a study by the City of Edmonton. The city installed 3 temporary pride crosswalks back in 2015, and officials monitored how often vehicles stopped there. They actually found vehicles were more likely to stop at a rainbow crosswalk. The study sample was small, but the planning department says there was no indication of safety issues, but rather the opposite.
Okay, so I suppose what happens next, do you think?
Some residents petitioning council to reconsider. They have started a Facebook page, Dan Kenkel, a local school principal. He is running that Vail Mount Rainbow Crosswalk Facebook page.
I also want to make sure that council has all of the information that they require to make a good decision. And I think one of the things that we can do is to try and mitigate those two things. And if there are other issues that are sneaking up, if it's around religious intolerance or if it's about a belief about lifestyle or whatever, the sort of traditionally homophobic kinds of responses, then maybe we can address those things.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what is the mayor saying about all this then, Will?
And I'll let Mayor Jeanette Townsend from Vail Mount have the final word in all of this. Here she is again.
I don't want to create controversy. To me, they're my neighbors, okay? And all minority groups are important. And all minority groups should be accepted into the community as just a regular citizen.
So stay tuned. We'll be following this story closely. It certainly has been a divisive debate in the village of Vail Mount, but we'll be following it and keeping you up to date.
Thank you very much. Daybreak's Will Findahl, our morning news editor. And thank you very much for joining us this morning, Will.
Thanks very much.
And we'd like to hear your thoughts as well. Those living in Vail Mount or outside Vail Mount, your thoughts on this story. Give us a call on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.